Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen in Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together is like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian princess, CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it, homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Girl, let's see, let's live in the building. You know it's Friday, and we always going in, giving what you want, what you need, live on Lush Radio Online. You know it's Friday, people. You know what I'm saying? First and foremost, man, yo, I'm going to tell y'all we got some sad news, man. Gary Coleman, we allegedly he had, fell and, had a head injury. And we thought, maybe he would recover, but apparently he died. So, definitely people, rest in peace, Gary Coleman. We received the news earlier today. You know, rest in peace, Gary Coleman. He was a wonderful actor. You know, he went through, many obstacles and stuff in life. But, it's definitely, sad to see him go. So definitely rest in peace, Gary Coleman. Tonight's show, we're going to have some hot battle rappers live in the building. We're going to have your boy Rich Dollars representing, the Bronx, New York area. And we're going to have your band T. And we're going also going to have your man DNA representing the Queens, New York area. Queens, what up? We here. So like I said, man, it's going down tonight. We're going to have our battle rappers. You know, it's Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday. If y'all got some little tributes or, Gary Coleman moments that y'all want to talk about, call in at 347-826-7722, And we also want, talk about y'all opinions about, the oil spill and everything like that, How you feel about the oil spill, man? Is it crazy? Do you feel it affects you or does it affect all of us? Just talk about it. We're going to have these battle rappers. We're going to go in. It's Friday. We wilding out. It's Memorial Day weekend. If you in the New Jersey area, my girl out there, of Murder Mommy's, the one and only First Lady L, basically said that Jersey Girls is going down this Sunday like every Sunday. Jersey Girls, 167 Bayway Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey. It definitely goes down because that was down there my birthday weekend. And I'm telling you, them chicks over there was bad. So check out Jersey Girls, hosted by your girl, First Lady L, and the world famous DJ Envy. The heavy hitter. So it's going down. Shout out to OhanaShop.com if you need that icy ice, Capital Customs. And shout out to our Lush Girl Internationals, all our sexy mommies that definitely represent us from all over the world. And let's go to the line and see if my wonderful co-host is live in the building with me. What's good, Guru?
What's up, Lush? Jersey in the building. Shout out to all the Lush girls. Shout out to Ebenisha, K-Star Beauty, Cookie, you already know. Hey, it's going down. Hey, I just got to shout out Jersey girls myself, man. That's really the popping spot. Anybody that's coming to Jersey, Jersey girls is definitely what it is. Lush already know. Shout out to everybody supporting Lush Radio Online. What's good, Lush? Hey, I got a special shout-out, too. Shout-out to Vic Cole, Fresh Queens, and shout-out to Miss Chocolate Missus. She got the banging photo shoot on deck. Miss Caramel Todd got the banging photo shoot on deck. Inglewood Diva got the photo shoots on deck. Yo, all our Lush girls and Celeb Brittany got it popping. We already moving. It's a movement. And shout out, especially Lush, one big shout out to Quiet on Twitter, 000. That's four zeros, like the numeral zero, because she wanted poly, she wanted to chop it up and be a part of the movement, get the shirts popping. She really want to go big with it. So I'm going to shout her out. That's a special shout out, because we definitely got a conference call with her because she want to take off and get her wings. She wants some Lush Girls International wings.
Okay, that's what it is, man. Man, let them girls know they send them pictures in, man, so we can start getting these calendars popping, man. We about to hit the streets in the summer, man. You going to see our Lush Radio girls, man, and they bad as hell. They ain't playing no games. You know what I'm saying? You need video shoots. You need somebody to grace your mixtape. You need somebody to just promote whatever your company's doing. We got those, man. Lush Radio girls, man. They go in. These are the most hardest working females you ever seen in your life, pimpin'. For real, that's what it is. That's Radio Girl. Guru, man, what's the weather looking like over there in Jersey right now, man? What's going to be going on out there Memorial Day weekend, man?
Cookouts and more cookouts, man. I'm going to be on my truck getting money, man. Money first, cookouts later, man. So save me a burger, y'all. I'm going on the road tomorrow morning. I don't know what y'all doing. I got to get paper, man. They tell me it's money on the weekend. So I said, okay. Go to PK Express Truck and PKEX Truck and LLC on Twitter. That's all I got to say. I'm on the road.
Yeah.
You already know. I'm on the road tomorrow. Hey, burgers may be Saturday night and Sunday and Monday. You know, that's all.
That's what it is.
Right now it's hot. It's a little bit, it's a little bit cooler than it was on Wednesday. Wednesday was a mother. Anybody that's listening and from Jersey, they know it was Wednesday was the mother. It got up to like 90-something, so.
It was blazing, man. And yo, how do you feel about the whole Gary Coleman thing, man? It was sad, wasn't it, man? Gary Coleman, man, passing, man.
He will be missed. He will be missed. Everybody that got a TV, Go check out Different Strokes, because they're going to do a marathon. Go catch the marathon, man. And retrospect, he went through his thing, but it's sorry to see him go like that. Sorry to see him go like that with all he's been through. That's really what I got to say about it. Man fell down, hit his head, and lost everything, man. So shout out to the family. Support the family, The cat really never got into no serious situations, but it was just life.
Yeah.
It's just life on life terms, man. We know he's gone now, so let's just remember the good times. It made me laugh when I was a youngin', y'all. For real. It made me laugh.
What you talk about, Willis?
He just had it going on back then. And he made a statement. I got to just say one thing. At one time, he was the highest paid child actor, black actor, however you want to say it. I think he was getting 25 stacks every show. So none of y'all can say that yet. So, some of y'all can't say that yet, man. You're not giving y'all no sitcoms no more, dog. Again, man.
Let's bring these callers in, man. We got a caller. I think that's Bugsy live on the line. Peace, Bugsy. What up, Boston? What's good?
What it is, last shout out. What's good, Guru?
What's good, Bug?
Hey, shit, man. Out here enjoying this weather. Me trying to stay on the move as much as possible.
That's what's up, Bugsy, man. How you feel about Gary Coleman, man?
Yeah, man, I seen the buzz line on that this morning, man. That shit got me tripped. I'm out of drink for the big homie, man. Definitely got a tip one for him. You know how that go.
Wow, that's what it is, man. Gary Coleman passing, that's like, you just didn't want him to go out like that. That was like, not Gary Coleman,
We losing them all. We losing them all. Bernie, you know, Isaac, Mike, you know, we losing them all out here, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I mean, we just dying out. What's going on, man? Real talk. You know what I mean? We got a caller from the DMV area, 301-277. What's good? You're live on Lush Radio. Peace.
Hey, what's
your name and where you calling from?
My name is Rashad. I'm calling from the DMV area, Maryland.
That's what's up, Rashad. That's what's up. How you feel about the Gary Coleman issue?
You know, I'm so late. I just checked that out, like a little bit before you said it, and that blew my mind. I don't know what to say about that. That was like, you know, I feel kind of bad for the dude because he never really caught a break. A little bit after his, you know, fame, and it's like that. And I give it to him. I got to give him a mad shout out because, you know, the dude didn't get all hussy about it. Dude got a job. You know what I'm saying? So he seen the situation like it was, and he started working. But he made his appearances. So rest in peace, dude.
Yeah, rest in peace, you know, Ted Coleman, man. You will be missed, man. You know, nobody forgets the joint, you know what I mean? What you talk about, Willis? I can never, you know, forget that one right there, man. But Gary Coleman, man, I just wish they would have had gave that man a break, all the stuff he went through. But, you know, definitely, you know, salute to him, man. We're going to have Rich Dollars live on the line, one of the hottest battle rappers in the New York area, you know what I'm saying? Rich Dollars is hailing from the Bronx, New York area, you know what I'm saying? He done battled the best of them. So we're going to go to the line and see if we got Rich Dollars live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. We got Rich Dollars live on the line with us. What's good? 47? 347? You're live on Lush Radio Online. What's good?
Nah, this is Shakazo. This is Shakazo. I'm just sitting here showing y'all some love. Lush Radio.
What's
hope
good?
Everything is good. Yo, rest in peace to Gary Coleman and all that.
How
hi, everybody online.
That?
Yo, I
how
feel a little sad, yo. That's my little dude, B. yeah, that's my little dude. Shout out to everybody on Lush Radio right now.
Yeah, we got the chicken wings on order. Chicken wings on deck right now. We need those.
Yo, cousin.
We need those chicken wings from Brooklyn. That's all I got
yo,
to say
you,
early.
Yo, that was popping. Those wings was on point. Yo, that was
shout out to Marcy.
That, but
shout out to the old Marcy.
Shout out to Vestal. Shout out to Brownsville. Yeah. But I just wanted to show y'all some love. I'm about to head out.
What's going on with you for Memorial Day, cuz? What's popping with you?
I'm about to go to PA, son.
Word? What's going down there?
Yeah, it's a youth conference, yo. I'm trying to stay on the right track. It's a question
of
a youth conference on my church, son. Yeah, so I'm trying to do the right thing, y'all. So I'm just trying to do that. So y'all have a good Memorial Day weekend. I just want to shout out y'all and, you know, keep doing good work, and I'll holler at y'all, all right?
That's what's up, man.
Lush Radio
like
Online.
You fighting something over there, man. I love you, man. For real,
love
man. Lush Radio, man.
Lush Radio, baby.
That's my cousin. She, I love her to death, man. For real. I love her to death. She definitely a firecracker. Love her to death. Like I said, man, this is really sad with the Gary Coleman situation. But like I said, we're going to have Rich Dollars live on the line on P. And, we gonna also have DNA live on Lush Radio Online, man. So I mean, you know, the situation is that you know, he'll be missed, and I really implore everybody, if you didn't know who Gary Coleman was, because you know this is a new generation of youth, you know, in our generation, I think all of us know who Gary Coleman is, but in their generation, you know, I definitely feel like we need to definitely remember him. And, you know, get some reruns going on, you know, and check that out. And so the other thing I want to ask you guys, you know, how do you feel about this oil leak, man? I mean, the stuff is spreading all around the coast. You know, we had Natalia on the show the other day, and she's actually in Florida. She said it's actually reaching the coast, people losing jobs and stuff because there's a lot of fishermen out there. You know, how do you feel about that, you know, Bugsy?
Yeah, keep it real with you. I really don't even tune to the news too often. So, like, the only updates I really get on it is what I hear or the trending topic as far as Twitter go. But, I mean, as far as, like, any oil spill go, man, that's definitely bad for business. And, I mean, bad for the environment as well. Definitely the environment. Any oil spill, no matter where it's at, you know what I mean? That's a big issue in life right there. We got to get in tune with.
Yeah, the oil spill is crazy, man. Like, I mean, you got like barrels and barrels of oil and stuff just like, you know, exploded in the middle of a sea, and like a lot of people that's fishermen, their jobs is gone and all kinds of stuff. It's just crazy right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to, you know, all the people out there doing their thing. You know, I really think BP needs to be, you know, held accountable for what they did. You know what I'm saying? BP needs to be held accountable for what they did. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the situation is that, you know, we need to work on it. We can't just throw stuff on Obama. He one dude. You know, they had prevention to take care of that situation, but, hey, it is what it is, man. So we talking about the oil spill real quick. How y'all feel about the oil spill? Call in at 347-826-7722 and tell us what you think about the oil spill, and if you got any, you know, remarks in regards to, you know, the passing of Gary Coleman, you know, that was recently stated earlier this morning. We're going to have Rich Dollars live on the line, Pete, and we're going to have DNA live on the line. Some of the hottest battle rappers live on Lush Radio online tonight. Guru, you back on the line with me, homie?
Yeah, Lush, line, mic check, I'm on.
One, two. Yeah,
okay,
let's
check
it.
Yeah, we're going to keep it flow. That continuous flow. Shout out to Rich Dollars and everybody coming on tonight.
That's what it is. We got to check it. We got to call on the 646. You're live on the check-in on Lush Radio Online. What's crack-a-lacking?
What's good, man? It's Rich Dollars. What up?
What up, Rich Dollars? What's cracking with you, fam?
I'm chilling, man. How y'all?
Yeah, man.
We doing
what's
stuff,
good,
man.
That's what's up,
that's
man.
What it is. That's what it is. Let's go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love, man. You some Lush Radio love. You're definitely doing your thing.
I appreciate it. That was all for me.
The Bronx. The Bronx is in the building.
They rooted for you this Wednesday, so.
For you, G. Happy born.
Happy born day. Happy belated born day, man. For real. That's what it is. How old you turn?
50.
Stop playing.
What's up, man? Hurry up. Yeah.
I turned 50, man.
Yo, that's
yeah,
so funny, man. Keep the move. Yo, keep hope yeah, alive, man.
For real. If you 50 and I've been seeing your YouTube videos and you look young as I don't know what, so stop playing over there, Rich Dollars.
Yeah. I work there.
You got any shout-outs before we get into the interview, fam?
Shout out to Pop Wolf Gang. Shout out to the whole Bronx, the whole East Side, New York. Shout out to Lush Radio. Shout out to my boy ER. That's about it.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is. So, you know what I'm saying? Tell us, man. I mean, you are part of the elite, you know what I'm saying, group of circle of battle rappers, you know what I'm saying? You was on grind time, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Wreck the halls, you know what I mean? Doing your 1-2. And, you know, you actually, you know, went against DNA and stuff, which he's actually going to be on the show also. How was that battle for you? How did you feel about that?
Oh, that battle was crazy. That's one of my favorites. That's one I still watch to this day. That's one of my favorites. And I feel he was like actually one of the best opponents I ever went against. But that's just my opinion. But
I really
like DNA. Shout out to DNA. That's my dude.
Yeah, he gonna be coming on later on the show and stuff, man. But yeah, I was sitting there and you was in that dude face hard body and he was just standing there. I was going.
Nah, it was, you know what, it was kind of personal, but it wasn't with him. It was with like one of his dudes. I don't want to, you know what I mean, I don't want to say the names and all that, but you know what I mean, it was personal, but not with him. I just took, you know what I mean, I took it out on him. Like,
yeah, because like when I was watching,
off,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, when I was watching, it looked like some aggression was in that joint. Like, yo, shot. Yeah. He was going to slit his throat. I said, yeah. Oh, all right.
But, I know he said my name. He said my real name. That's my real name that he said.
Yeah. Yeah, he called your government out there.
Yeah, he called my whole government out. And they're like, yo, I found out who got him the name. Actually, fuck it. The nigga's a battle rapper, too, the conceited nigga. But they cool with each other, so, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I found out Casita got my name, because that same way, I don't know if y'all watched the Arsenal. I'm pretty sure y'all watched the Arsenal versus Casita.
Uh-huh.
And Casita knew everything about him. and it was like, and you know what I mean? Me and Casita was talking that one time, you know what I mean? That's why I ain't like what he did. So I asked him,
uh-huh.
like, yo, how you find out all this dude information? And he said, some white dude that really like him found out all the Arsenal information. So that's
wow.
the same thing he did to me. Yeah.
Wow.
So I was expecting to see Casita there, but he wasn't there.
Uh-huh.
He didn't come. Yeah, but you know what I mean? I bet the issue with Casita and all that, you know what I mean? Because he's a little guy. It don't make no sense to touch. Like, I don't get no respect for touching him. But, you know, that's how that story goes. So I had a lot of aggression that night. I really wanted to fight. I came to fight.
Yeah.
I keep it real.
Because I was looking at it. I was like, yo, you look like you was really, like, there was some built up anger in that battle. You know what I'm saying? I was like, I don't know if it was between you and him or another situation. I wanted to know, you know, where was that aggression coming from. But you know what, though? That's crazy, though, because, you know, we had Arsenal on the show not too long ago and stuff like that, and I actually heard that, you know, and watching the battles, he be knowing everything about people, man. You know, he be breaking them down. I be like, dang, son, you got the feds on your back?
Yeah, he breaks niggas down. But when you battle a nigga, like, you know, someone that's really just chilling, don't really do a lot of this shit, ain't much to say but his name. You know what I mean? Like, he battled good, south of good. You know what I mean? All he could say was good name. That's all he could say.
Yeah.
He just had
that's
a real
true.
Name. That's it. You couldn't break him down. That's why good, you know what I mean? Good killed him.
Yeah, definitely shout out to Goods. We had Goods on the show also. Definitely respect. He's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shout out to him. So, you know, I mean, what made you get into the battle arena? Some people get in there for money, for the attention. You know what I'm saying? Some people just do it cause for the love of the music. I mean, just for the love of just battle rapping to annihilate somebody. What did you get in there for?
I got in there for the buzz. I ain't even gonna lie, it wasn't like I loved battle rap, and I always said I didn't want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I always said I didn't want to do it, but it was like, yo, I'm making songs, and only 10 plays on my space, that ain't working for me. So,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, I jumped in the battle, started battling. And, you know, I like it, don't get me wrong, but that's not where I'm trying to go. I'm really trying to make music. Like, I ain't trying to be the best. If they gave me that title, don't get me wrong, I take it. But I'm not.
Uh-huh.
That's not what I'm in it for. I'm in it, you know, to drop a mixtape, drop an EP, drop an album, and you know, and hopefully get heard by the right person.
Oh, so just like you know, different cats that get in the game. So basically, you know, you like to do the music and everything, but in order to get the buzz up, you took the wave of jumping into the battle rapping so you can get the buzz up, so you can get more reactions when you drop your music and stuff like that. I understand. I can see the tactic in that one, because they definitely get, like, over a million, hits, you know, per day, you know what I mean? So
we look at as, like, underground stars, you know, like, club stars. We actually walk in, like, when I flew out to St. Louis, I got off the plane. There was, like, actually people that, you know, noticed me. It was like, Rich Dallas, what up? Harlow, Otto Dawn, what up? And I'm like, oh, shit, is it this serious?
Yo, it's serious. You see them views, man. Like, people, there's actually battle rapper connoisseurs that sit every single day to see the next battle. Like, I mean, and especially of the amount of money that y'all cats put up to battle each other? Crazy. Like, how long does it take you to do you get investors or this is all out your pocket? I mean, because y'all put up like, what, $6,000? How much do y'all put up when y'all
bet? We don't put up money. Like, we bet, we might bet, but we mostly get paid. We get paid, and then if we want to put up that, you know, if we ask the other opponent, yo, you want to bet 1,000 of it? It's up to them. But most of the time, we get paid up front. Like, we get paid half before and then half when we show up.
Oh, okay. Do you get paid that, like, when you're well-known or when you first jump in the arena, do you have to put the money up first, or how is it?
I mean, you don't necessarily have to put the money up. It all depends on you in the battle. Like, if you win the battle over a dollar, you're nobody, if Smack ain't willing to pay me to battle you, you're going to have to pay me. Then you're going to have to pay me. Like, I'm just not going to jump in the ring with just nobody. That's for everybody, though. That's not just for me. That's for everybody. When you have a name, most of the time they pay both of you when you have a name.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. But when you're trying to make it, you pretty much going against other cats that's trying to get up to the top. So y'all both just on that grizzly, like, yo, I'm battling whoever. I don't need a check. I'm battling whoever. But once you get that fan base, and you getting some type of views and people are asking for you and wanting to see you battle this guy, that guy, you're not going to do it for free.
That's for the talk right there. I'm going to throw it over to my man Guru out there in the Jersey area, my co-host. Guru, you got a question for Rich Dollars.
Yeah, Rich Dollars. Yeah, I just want to say congratulations, man, to keep on your grind. And I'm actually talking about some of the cats that say they do check out the other artists on the internet and some that say they don't.
Yeah.
So then I'm going to ask you about the producers. So do you actually check for the new cats that's coming out, or are they coming at you, or like do you check for them, do you just get naturally on them when you see them? Like how you go about yours, like with it?
Oh, as far as the battle rappers go?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm invited to judge them. So, you know, that's how, you know, I get to know a lot of them. And then, you know, it's just people that hit me on Twitter. Yo, check this out. If I'm not doing nothing, I check it out. And that guy nice. You know what I mean? Like, I know a couple guys that y'all probably don't know that I think, like, is going to be something like Millennium L's. You ever heard of Millennium L's?
No, I don't think we had him.
Millennium L is going to be something. He actually was doing it back in the day, and then he fell back. And then he just started doing it again. But he ain't lose it one bit. So shout out to Millennium L.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for a battle? How do you prepare for a battle? How do you get the when you look at your opponent, you stepping in that, do you have to have, like, straight tunnel vision? Because you surrounded by mad people. Like, it's a whole crowd of people around y'all. How do you stay focused on your opponent?
You see, the thing is with that actually, when it's a big crowd and I'm feeling cluttered, that actually makes me feel good. I like to feel cluttered. I like to sweat. I don't know. It's just, you know, just it makes me feel like everybody watching me. And when I feel like all the attention on me, I feel good. It makes me want to battle. Like, y'all seen me against Young Miles, right?
Yeah.
And I choked. Well, there's no excuses for that, you know, but I can tell you one thing. I wasn't comfortable from the jump. And that's because they rented out a hall, but it was only invited guests only. So, you know, with the invited guests, it ain't too many people. They're not inviting too many people. So it was in a big hall with about 40 people, and the room just felt so empty. So I felt like I didn't feel like everybody was watching me. So that kind of threw me off. But I was
the emptiness of having that closed, tight space where you feel like that whole crowd is worn and stuff, you know what I mean? That makes you, you know, go for the gusto, but because I kind of see like your body language, you kind of look like you was kind of off and stuff like that, you know, on that on it. I meant to ask you that, you know, what was the situation, you know? Why did you feel like that? You know, I'm glad you cleared that up, you know, that you get amped when you get a crowd. Oh, all right. That's what's up.
It's definitely the crowd. Like, I love a cluttered crowd. I love when it's tight. I love, you know, when everybody watching. I like attention, so.
That's what it is.
It didn't look too good that day, though. But shout out to Miles. I fuck with him, too.
Shout out to him, because he's definitely a monster. He's definitely a monster. Out there doing this thing, but you guys are definitely on your grind, Grizzle, when it comes to this battle rapping game. And I mean, it's actually the thing of the decade. I mean, people sit here with their popcorn watching this joint because it's the intensity. And you guys are so hilarious though when y'all rip people down. It's just hilarious, you know. And you guys are so animated, you know, and it's really a whole entire show. Like, who needs to watch television when you can watch battle rappers for real? Like, you know, seriously.
Yeah. It's really entertaining. That's all it is. Yeah. That's why I hate when people say little hate in comments, like, he doesn't really have all those guns. He, you know, like, it's like, duh, stupid, I'm trying to entertain you. So, you know what I mean? Like, So I really hate that, but, you know, it's entertainment. I mean, we trying to entertain y'all. Get y'all popcorn. Have fun. Watch us. That's what we
do. That's real. I'm go ahead and throw it over to my boy Bugsy out there in Boston. Boston, you got a question for Rich Dollars.
Yeah, first off, salute. You know what I mean? Big loss to everything you do. You already know. Keep doing what it do.
Good luck.
My main question is, when it comes to battle rapping, I'm more for like the freestyle, and I heard recently it's like written. How you feel about that?
Honestly, 3 minutes of freestyling would be boring. Because, you know, a 1 minute freestyle, that's entertaining because, you know, you got 1 minute around. So you freestyle for 1 minute, and then dudes start rapping, your opponents start rapping. So you got... You know, while he rapping, you can make rebuttals. You got like 2-3 rebuttals for what he said, and I'm going to say a couple other things. That's, you know, you could do that. But when it's 3 minutes, ain't that much freestyle in the world. You're gonna start getting boring. That's why 3 minutes people write, because you start getting boring. Even Hoggle the Dawn, he's a freestyler. He goes in freestyling. But even he realized that, yo, 3 minutes of freestyling, you're not going to win. Because you start getting boring.
I want to interrupt that. You say it gets boring. Is it like you feel like people like kind of like go off on a tangent when they freestyle, and when it's written they stay more on a course?
Exactly. Like when you write, you able to be more consistent.
Mhm.
And when you start freestyling, you might just be consistent for like the first 8-10 bars, and then. You're reaching for stuff to say now, and none of this hitting.
Okay.
My joint is like say dude say something, you know what I mean, that gets you, that make you want to switch off to start freestyle. How do you contain yourself to stay with the written shit after you heard something that's going to make you want, you know what I mean, probably say something different than you would have versus the written, you know what I mean?
I mean you gotta sit there and say, yo. This is what I do. If a guy say something that hits me, I will reply back to it, but I'll make sure I remember my writtens as well, so I can jump back into it. I don't just go straight freestyle. We just gonna freestyle. Fuck it. Nah.
Wow.
I can respect that right there, man.
That's real tough.
For example, the Hitman Harlan, I battled Hitman Harlan, I said the Murphy Lee line, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The reason why I said that was because Murphy Lee was there. You know what I mean? So when I'm looking at Murphy Lee, and I'm like, you know, he had everybody in the crowd with him, so I'm like, yo, I got to get the crowd. So I just said the Murphy Lee line and fucked him up. Like, the hottest thing I heard was lose Murphy Lee. And everybody like, yeah, and even he ain't fucking with me. That the crowd like, oh shit, this nigga mad disrespectful.
Yeah, because the crazy thing about it is they actually related and stuff.
Yeah.
they actually related, so that was definitely a low blow.
Yeah, yeah. And they related and all that. I think they cousins or something like that. Yeah,
no, that's actually his uncle. They related and stuff, so. Yeah, we had him on the show too. That was a low blow. That you hit that joint because he, you know, that's the one he respects the most. So when you hit that joint, that was crazy.
Yeah,
for real.
That was me just trying to take the crowd away. Like, I was trying to take the crowd away. So I was like, yo, I'm looking at Murphy Lee, and I'm fucking. I'm gonna say it. I was debating should I say something about him or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know what type of situation I was in. But I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna say it.
How long did it take for you? How long did it take for you in your subconscious to say, "Yo, let me just hit with the low blow"?
Once I seen the crowd is going crazy, I said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna say it." I just said, "Fuck it, I'm gonna say it," and I just said it. I did think about it for a minute, but then I was like, "Yo, this crowd is going crazy." You know, when I'm battling, I can't make out what the for some reason I zone them out, so I don't hear what they're saying. All I see is the crowd going crazy, so I'm like, yo, this nigga's killing me. That's what I said by the crowd, I'm saying. And so I said it.
Yeah. And how did you feel about, you know, because, you know, you also had a battle with Arsenal. And, you know, Arsenal definitely be representing her body, you know, in that Jersey area. How was that for you, you know what I'm saying? Because Arsenal is a nice one, too. How was that one for you?
Well, tough shout out to Arsenal. You know what I mean? We had a little situation and all that, but we pretty all right now. Like, we did a song. It's going to be on my EP. But that battle, I feel like a lot of shit happened in that battle that I wasn't feeling. You know what I mean? Like, he made it seem like all them niggas was with me. That wasn't true. He made it seem like all them niggas was with me. He made it seem like it was like my niggas made him mess up. You know what I mean? That wasn't true. And then, you know, Sub-Zero, with Sub Big, he chopped out a lot of the footage. And that right there, that kind of messed me up too. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's like he's saying, oh, they fucked me up. They fucked me up. You know what I mean? And then I'm just sitting back like, yo, when that footage come out, that's gonna be the truth. You can't lie.
And
then when the footage finally come out, I'm watching it, and I'm like, oh shit. So I called Sub Zero like, yo, why you cut it out? And he like, yo, because I didn't. He kept insisting. He said, yo, I didn't want to end his career.
That's what he said.
I didn't want to end his career. I respect that. But, you know, it made me look stupid. Because I'm, you know what I mean? He's saying, oh, all my niggas fucked him up in the battle. They didn't let him spit. And then I get on camera and I'm like, yo, he choked. He pulled out his phone. When y'all see it, you know, I'm being real nice about the situation. I'm not jumping out the window. I'm just saying, yo, but we ain't make him. We ain't make that. That ain't happen. You know what I mean? Them guys wasn't with me. And everything I said was true. So at the end of the day, you know, everything happens for a reason. So
yeah, but it's squashed now. It's squashed now, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's definitely over. That was last year. You know what I mean? A whole year ago. You know, me and him on different. We and him doing different things. Me and him is cool now. We squashed fast. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? We chilling. We doing this. We trying to get out the hood.
That's what it is. That's what it is. What are some of your plans like? You know, with the, you know, the battle arena. Do you feel like this is something continuous? You're gonna continue doing? You're gonna ride it till the wheels fall off, or you're gonna branch off and you know, go heavy with your song? How you think
about it? Well, I'm really trying to do the song thing, like make music. Because I'm really good at that. Like, that's something I've been doing. And, you know, I just stepped into the battle scene. But I've been making music for a very long time. So that's what I'm really trying to do. But, you know, if I get a battle, I get a call and the money right, of course. Throw my pockets up. Why not?
I hear that one. That's what's up, man. Throw me a loan, too. What's good?
That's real though, because you know what I mean. If you're getting paid, you know what I mean. I mean, you gotta remember when you getting that ring, you actually putting your whole career on the line. Every time.
Wow.
Every time.
So you saying that basically, like when you get to the battlefield, even though you might have a big rep, if one battle rapper destroys you, annihilates you in one battle, you saying that the whole total artist, the artist career is totally done after that? They gotta reinvent themselves?
Yeah, just look. Yep, exactly. Cause just for example, I was on a roll until I battled Young Miles.
Uh huh.
Because I choked. When I choked, nobody wanted to battle me. You know what I mean? The only one that wanted to battle me was Young L. He wanted to battle. I didn't really, you know what I mean? I wasn't really feeling Young L like that. So, you know what I mean? I didn't take that. But nobody wanted to battle me, and still everybody, Rich Dawg, the choke artist. I choked one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, if Goods or Arsenal say they battle, you know, they battle someone, and they got killed, They're like rated. A lot of them rated like top five good dogs.
Mm-hmm.
If they got killed by someone like right now, it would be like an undeniable, no argument, no, it's not debatable. He got killed. If they get killed like that, it don't matter about how many niggas they killed. It matters that boy killed you, and we don't want to see you no more. You gonna have to battle this guy and that guy just to get back to the top.
Wow.
The battle rapper that's on top, once you get killed, they looking down at you like, you ain't working no more. It's like we're a stock.
Wow.
We gotta keep our stock up.
So can I, this is the other thing before I throw it to my co-host. Who are some of the top battle rappers? Who are some of the battle rappers that you looking at that you kind of like, I say admire or something like that, you know, in the game or respect?
That I respect. I respect Goods. That's honestly, that's like the only one. I respect Goods and Awesomeness. Like,
okay.
So I think Arsenal is the top, like the top man. He could talk to anybody and say, I want to battle, they're going to do it. You know what I mean? He's the top guy. He's the one that everybody wants. So you got to respect Arsenal. Even if you don't like him, you got to respect him.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can say, he's whack, he ain't shit, I hate him. But you got to respect him because, you know, he's really that top guy.
Mm.
He's really that top guy. He the one that gets, you know what I mean, 400,000 views in a month, 2 months. Not a month, I'm bugging. Like about 4 or 5 months. That's a lot of views. 400,000, that's a lot of views. So,
yeah, that definitely is.
You got to respect him. You got to respect them and conceited too. I feel like conceited, you know, I still feel like he's definitely good, but I think he kind of lost to a lot of the, like, he lost to Goods. He lost to Awesomeness. You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't see how he's still, you know, up there, but I guess because it's debatable. You know what I'm saying? So,
I don't know with that situation with Conceited. I mean, he's definitely, you know, got a buzz with what he said, situation. I guess, you know, the crowd kind of, you know, kind of loves his spectacles and stuff, I guess so.
Yeah.
No,
but
maybe
he's very popular. He's very loved. He's embraced. So, and I mean, that's what got him there.
Yeah, definitely.
You can't lie about that.
I'm throw it over there to Google. Google, you got a question for Rich Dawg? Final question for Rich Dawg.
Yeah. I just want to ask him about the producers. Les, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What up?
I just want to ask him about some of the producers he like working with right now, because we support the producers and the engineers out there, so, and some of the DJs out there that's rocking with. Tell us about some of the producers you like working with right now.
Well, I don't understand. You mean like the producers that I'm working with, like me, or the
studio?
I wish I could work with.
Nah, producers that you like, that you're working with at the present time in the studio when you're getting it in.
Yeah, Max Dollars, that's my boy, Max Dollars.
Okay.
He produced a few for me. I got the One. He called himself the One. Me and him got a track. I love his beat. You ever heard of Van's Beat? The Crates?
Yeah, Van's Beat. That's out in Germany.
Yeah, they're tight.
Yeah, Vance Beats is my homeboy out in Germany, and we definitely connect. That's one of my other producers out there. That dude is a good dude.
Yeah,
he shouted me out on his video.
Yeah, he definitely got some magic. I got two joints with him. He definitely got some magic. So, you know what I mean? That's who I'm working with.
That's what it is. Tell us what's new, what's going on over there with you, man. What's the new projects, any mixtapes, anything, videos we got to look for right now? Tell us what's popping.
Yeah, I got the Road to Riches. That's the EP. You know what I mean? I got that coming out probably. We're trying to get it out by the end of end of June. You know, I'm about to finish that up tonight and all that. I'll be at the studio. Road to Riches, definitely check that out. That's going to be that's great music. It's music. It's hooks. You know, it ain't all the battle, gun, choke you, punch you in your face. Like, it ain't nothing. It's real music. You know, it's party. It's love songs for the girls. You know, you gotta entertain the women too. And
yeah,
I have a lot of, you know, I have a strong female fan base. So you gotta entertain.
Yeah, like you, Miss Chocolate over there, Miss Chocolate.
Yeah, but you know, Road to Riches. That's the EP. Should be out in end of June. So that's what we're working with.
That's what's up, man. Put your Twitter out there, and you know, them cats that want to send in tracks to you, do collabos, anything like that, throw the email, the Twitter, all that out there for the people real quick, man.
All right, Twitter.com/RichDollars, RichDollarz. Then I got the email, you know, for beats, collabs, all that, RichDollars. rich@gmail.com. Rich Dollars, RichDollarzBX@gmail.com.
That's what it is. That's what it is. If you're just tuning in, we're live with Rich Dollars, representing the BX area. Definitely doing this 1-2. Rich Dollars, can we get a quick shout out? Can you know say that, you know, this is Rich Dollars and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online? Real quick, can we get that?
What's good? What's good? This your boy Rich Dollars, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. Pop, pull.
That's what it is. It's Freestyle Fridays, Follow Friday, so you know I'm going to ask you for a Lush Radio Online exclusive. Can you give us a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Can you give it to us, Freestyle Friday? Let's go. Can we get that?
I got you. I'm killing shit. I belong on the top five. I grab a ruby red head. Give me top five. Girls love me cause I'm pretty, I'm a hot guy. Shop blog and I'm clean cut, peroxide. Spending money, honey, paid for plastic, lavish. Spending G's for G's on a fabric. A smooth nigga theme song should be some jazz shit. See semen first once I lay her on that mattress. I'm on deck with the shooters, casket of ashes, pick how they view ya. You think you cool till you hit by the Ruger. Ironic how the mall can make a nigga look cooler. I'm about money, but I'm about bitches too. They say don't change a nigga, different who. I got a different cool balcony, different view. I guess money made a nigga a little different too. They talk like they banging still. Fun if they won, I show them how to bang a feel. I mean, they don't even know how to aim it still. Please, they better learn to ride, training wheels. Swagging like I'm supposed to be, no coaching me. I want every girl in the world. That's the hoe in me. Smashing ovaries, girls deep throat in me. I love the way they work that mic. I feel them vocally. Cause we dumb fly, your girl wanna come by and let us train her. She suck until she tongue tied. She suck ride her. Can't let the nut glide and watch her move all in a track. That's a bus ride. Come test me, I show you how to rock and feel. Pockets fill, my whip in me, cost I ill. Talk junk in them glocks of pill. Your noodles will get tomatoes.
Wow, this is another Lush Radio. What?
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive.
Yeah, that was definitely a hot one. Hey, guys, what y'all think about that, Bugsy and Guru?
Yeah, that was all right right there. That's how we need it when we come to the show. That's how we need it right there. Right there.
Good luck, you already know he brought that fire to the table.
Definitely, man.
Appreciate that.
Salute to you, Rich Dollars, man. We definitely feeling your gangster, and, you know, we love what you're doing, man. We definitely support you, salute you, man. Keep doing what you do, man. And, man, we definitely want to have you on the show again, man. Hopefully this ain't the last time we have you come through on the spot.
Nah, definitely, you know, when that EP drop, you know, I definitely hit y'all up and schedule something, and I'm back on it.
Yeah.
That's what it is, man. Salute to you, Rich Dollars. And, you know, we hope that everything you want in life comes to pass for you, man. Seriously.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That's what it is, man. Definitely. We definitely, you know, had, you know, Rich Dollars live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online, man, giving you what you want, what you need. It's Follow Friday, Freestyle Friday. It's going down. It's Memorial Day weekend, man. They got cabarets going on, parties left and right going on. And if it's Sunday, you need to be at Jersey Girls because it's going down. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my girl, First Lady L, my sister from another mother. And the address is Jersey Girls, 167 Bayway Avenue, Elizabeth, New Jersey, man. It always go down. They got, like, all the exotic bad joints in there. I'm talking about exotic. I'm talking about soft skin. I'm talking about video vixen type chicks. I'm talking about VIP bottle popping DJ Envy, First Lady L. It goes down. Chicks be making, like, over $1,000 in there. It be industry execs in there, man. Jersey Girls is the place you need to be at this Sunday. Memorial Day is going down. I'm going to have the world-famous Lethalist down here in the DMV with me, and we're going to be rocking out, man. So don't call me up and be asking me, yo, what's good? What's good, Lush? Nah, I'm chilling with Lethalist, has it? For real, it's going down on Monday. So, guys, man, how did y'all feel about Rich Dollars, man? He sounded like a, you know what I'm saying, a cool dude. He was all right, you know what I'm saying? Definitely a cool dude. Bugsy, you there? Google, you there?
Yeah.
Y'all live?
Yeah.
Y'all
yeah,
live?
Man,
y'all
man. I mean, you know, I got to take my shit off mute, man. You know, I got to go, man. But I fucks with him, man. He definitely seemed like a cool dude. Like, you know what I mean? He got respect, you know what I mean? He ain't just out there not give fuck type dude, you know?
Yeah, man, he definitely was a cool dude. He ain't come all crazy, like, and kind of, like, pissed me off like your man.
I ain't want to name no names, you already know. I ain't want to name no names.
Out there, pissed me off last time, but, you know, it is what it is, though, so I'm over it, though.
You know, cats came through and blessed that as soon as he jumped off the air, man, switched it like it never happened. So, you know, shout out to him, you know. Yeah, definitely crazy.
Definitely, that's what it is. But, you know, we live on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online, man. Make sure you get your, thoughts together. If you want to send any shout-outs to your people, if you're representing a different area, call in at 347-826-7722, man. Shout your, we here, Lush Radio Online. Let's get it popping. Commercial break. We're going to some commercials, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online.
Having a party? Need a DJ?
Need a DJ?
How about the best damn DJ in the business? DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com.
That's hustleevents.com.
You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music time. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com. /LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lashima. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
That's what it is, man. We just had Rich Dollars live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. And we also are going to have your boy DNA, and we're going to also have K-Shine live with us. You know it's Memorial Day weekend, so you know it's a whole bunch of movies coming out. You know what I'm saying? You got the A-Team coming out. You also got, you know, the Shrek if you want to take the kids out there. Make sure that you enjoy the weather, but make sure that you drive safe, man. We want all of you guys to be safe on Memorial Day weekend, so make sure that you drive safe, man. I know the parties is going to be popping tonight. People going to be twisted, and turned all the way up. You know, and Saturday is definitely popping. I'm going to be at Cabaret on Saturday. It's going down. Jersey Girls is going to be popping on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Memorial weekend, I had Lethal Lips. It's going to be popping, man. It's going to be popping Memorial Day weekend. So get your party on, but be safe at the same time. And make sure you stay cool because, man, it's going to be hot as hell out there, man. And we're going to have your boy DNA live with us in a few seconds on Lush Radio Online. So we're going to go back to the phone lines. I'm live with my co-host, the one and only Future Guru. Live on the line, you know what I'm saying, representing that New Jersey area in the building. And
yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and see if we got DNA on the line with us. 917, what's goody?
Yeah, what's good? It's DNA, man.
Yeah, man.
What's up?
Welcome to the show.
What's good, baby?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Let's give you some Lush Radio love, man.
That's what it is.
We're live in the building with DNA, one of the hottest battle rappers in the New York area, man. Queen, stand up. What's goody, man? What's popping with you, fam?
That Tsunami Surf battle right now. That round one is on this650.com right now. Everybody, if you can go check that out, go see that right now.
Repeat that again. Say that out there for the people again one more time.
If y'all ain't go check it out now, go do it right now. This is 50.com, DNA versus Tsunami Surf, round one. It's crazy right now.
That's what it is. You definitely been getting it in. You know what I'm saying? Your compadre was just live on the line with us. The one and only, you know, Rich Dollars was on just a few minutes ago and stuff, and I was talking to him in regards to you guys battling everything. So let me ask you, how was it, you know, battling Rich Dollars and stuff that day?
It was a good battle. And I mean, I always give Rich props for giving me that battle because that kind of put me on the next level to get where I'm at now. I mean, I fucks with him. It was a good battle, though.
He actually said that was one of his favorite battles. He said actually battling you and stuff. And he said you're actually one of the guys he actually respects. He definitely likes you and stuff like that when it comes to, you know, rapping and everything that you're a good dude. You know, so we talked about that earlier and stuff like that. What got you into the whole battle rapping situation? What made you get into the game? You know, some people get in for the money. Some people get for the, you know, get that buzz for their music and stuff like that. What made you go for it?
I mean, I had to say for the buzz, for the music, and just because, I mean, I just like battling or whatever. I was watching the DVDs from back in the day. I seen Grind Time when it first started, and I thought it was crazy, so I figured I could do it, so I tried out, and things just worked out eventually.
That's what it is. You definitely, you know, you definitely get it in, man. You done battled a lot of cats, and you done battled a lot of the tops out there, man. You know, how was it battling SoCon?
Oh, no, I never battled SoCon. I teamed up with SoCon.
Oh, okay. It was teaming up, yeah, because I was reading my notes and stuff, man. I was, because it said something about SoCon, so I thought y'all had battled, but, you know, so y'all teamed up and y'all did a song together, or was that it?
Nah, we teamed up and did a battle on Grind Time against dudes named Ron and Zim, like last December.
Okay. So how was that working with him? Because he's definitely a cool dude. We had him on the show not too long ago.
Yeah, that was crazy. Now, me and Prepared, we just went out there and killed him right quick. But, yeah, SoCon, working with him is crazy. He's one of the top dudes doing it right now. I mean, he just caught a body with QP, so he's still doing his thing.
That's what it is. You know, could you throw your Twitter and all that information out there for the people real quick so they can definitely get your information and stuff and definitely follow you on Twitter since this is Follow Fridays?
Twitter.com/DNA2K10. I mean, they're going crazy right now, so y'all can write me. I respond to everybody. I mean, it's never Hollywood over here, so just hit me up on there. Follow me. I'll follow y'all back.
That's what it is. I'm going to go ahead and throw it to my boy Bugsy over there in Boston. Bugsy, you got a question for DNA? Bugsy,
yeah.
You got a question for DNA?
Yeah, can you hear me live?
Yeah, you live.
Yeah, man, like I said, first off, salute to man, you know, everything you do. My question is, anybody you want battle in the future, anybody like you waiting to see?
Yeah. Right now I'm trying to get them to set up, trying to battle Young L on Smack, trying to battle Disaster, Passwords on Grind Time. I'm just trying to, not me, see what the best move is for me right now, but I'm ready to get back in the ring already, not me. I got some shit.
That's what it is. What gets you amped? We talked to Rich Dollars. He said, you know, the crowd, you know, the tightness and the packedness of the crowd gets him hyped. So what makes you get focused? What gives you that tunnel vision to focus and channel, you know, your energy towards your opponent? Like with the whole crowd around, people just roaring and screaming. How do you get focused, man? How do you prepare?
Like, I mean, I watch the battles that they did previously, and I mean, I just study. Basically, I always say if I can get through my rhymes, I'm good. Because I always know either I'm going to catch a body or it's going to be a good battle. So, mm-hmm. I mean, in the crowd, once I see the crowd on my side, or they going crazy for the lines I'm saying, and that just makes me feel comfortable so I can get the, not me, that's the momentum right there that I need. The crowd, and just the participation and the ambience, I'm excited to see what's about to go down.
Do you personally learn from each battle that you do? Do you like, you know, learn, you know, different tactics or different things that you should adjust as you know, a battle rapper, you know, in general when it comes to different battles?
Yeah, of course. Like I learn everything myself to not me prepare myself better for each battle to see what mistakes I made so I could do better the next time around. But I also look at who I'm battling because sometimes you battle funny dudes, sometimes you battle dudes with punchlines. Dudes that's aggressive, so you gotta cater to what's going on for who you battling at that certain time, so everything could always switch up.
Who do you feel, which battle do you feel was like the worst for you? What battle do you feel was the worst for you?
The battle with the most challenge, I don't know, none really to me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, I got to battle somebody that's really putting me on the ropes.
That's what it
is.
That's
why I'm waiting for them to give me somebody crazy now, man. They're funny.
So,
I need everybody
so
from Lush Radio, everybody tuning in. Y'all need to protest for me, man. I'm about to start a movement. DNA needs a big battle. That campaign's about to start today.
So would you battle...
would you go up against like Cortez and do something with Cortez? How you feel about, you know, that whole situation?
I mean, Cortez is my man, so me and him will probably never battle. But I also, not me, I was going to make a statement later today, not with Cortez, not me, Cortez and Clips. I ain't never going to battle them. That's my dudes. That's like family. But some other people that I'm not so close to, I ain't going to say who. But, I mean, me and them might have to get in the ring because it's getting narrowly short to who's the top dudes right now. And I need that number one spot.
Oh, so you ain't going to say no names? We're going to protest for you, man.
Nah, everybody gonna find out today. I'm about to freestyle in like 2 hours. I'm in the studio right now. Right after I get off the line with y'all, I'm about to go record that, put it out on Twitter, YouTube, MySpace, URL, Ground Time, all that. Just clearing the air, cause I got I've been hearing a lot of things like dudes don't want to give me certain top battles. People still feel like I ain't worth it, but I mean they're not really looking at what I've done. Not to say that everybody else hasn't done something, but, you know, not me. Like, there's certain things I've done that other rappers, battle rappers, haven't done, and there's certain things they've done that I haven't done. So, I mean, it coincides to make us even on the same level, or me being above or them being above. But at the same time, I feel like I'm equal enough to battle the top dudes. So I gotta get that point across right quick.
So I want to ask you a question. Okay, when it comes to battle rapping, like, you know, Start the Rich and everything and, you know, different battle rappers, when you get bodied, as you say, right, if you get bodied for a situation, do you feel like, you know, coming back from that, do you feel like you kind of get blackballed as a battle rapper, like you kind of, like, put in a position where you got, like, kind of start from scratch again?
It depends on who you get bodied by. Like, I never got bodied, unfortunately, being prepared all the time and the people, but if I ever did get bodied, I wouldn't look at it like that. I look at it like, not mean, it's just, I got to body somebody now. I got to go extra hard so I can keep. Now, I mean, losing is better than winning in battles. That's the funny thing about it, because if you win all the time, everybody's always going to be like, oh, he's crazy, he won. But if you lose, you're actually going to sit down and take the time, if you're a real rapper or just a real artist, and look at the mistakes you made so it doesn't happen again. Because some people don't realize mistakes if they keep winning. Because you could beat mad people in a row, but you're still doing a lot of things wrong. So taking that loss can make somebody really analyze what their flaws are, so next time they get in the ring, it's a lot different. So a loss can help a lot of people in certain situations.
That's real talk. Tell us some of the producers, since, you know, you're doing music and doing your songs and stuff, some of the producers you're working with right now.
Yeah, I ain't going to say an exact date, but I got the mixtape coming real soon. The future is now. I mean, I've been working with Dramatics, Buddha the Future, Legend. I got Eric Sermon on my mixtape. I got I got a lot of people. Like, it's just Divine, Mr. Divine. He works with D Block. I got a lot of people on there right now. I can't even remember, but it's gonna be crazy when the tape drop. I got a dude named Austinus, Blessed Beats. It's just mad different beats, Jigsaw, Cool B, mad different people working on joints.
Wow, that's going to be crazy right there, man. You got some heavy hitters on there. Seriously, man. Right now, you know, you got the whole situation with the situation on 50, you know, the 50 Cent. This is 50 site, so, you know, everybody go ahead and check that out and support that. What do you feel is the hardest adversity that you have to deal with, just dealing with the music industry in general, you know, DNA?
I feel right now, the first one I got to overcome is the battle rapper thing. You know, it's always labeled as we can't make songs. So, I mean, once I overcome that, I mean, just, you know, being in the industry, dealing with all them cameras, dealing with people, 1,000 people loving you, 1,000,000 people hating you, label situations, waiting on them. You really don't got control of certain situations no more. A lot of things is out of your hands. Just all of that, man. But right now I'm trying to focus on getting past that first step, which is that I actually, you know what I mean, I can rap on beat and show people I actually got some good music along with the good battles. That's the first step. If I don't get past that, I ain't going to see nothing else. So that's what I'm trying to work on right now.
And do you feel like, as most of them feel, do you feel that, you know, as an artist in general working on music, does battle rapping, the battle rapper scene, catapult you further than if you were just doing it just on your regular.
Yeah,
I feel like
battle rap actually it helps nowadays because a dude could do 100 songs right now that are crazy, but nobody's going to actually play recognition to him unless he got a heavy financial backing or somehow he gets discovered on the underground. As if you battle, you're getting 300,000 views, 100,000 views. If you're one of the popular, so it sets you on a platform to put out good music. And if it's good, you on thisis50.com, worldstarhiphop.com, all the blog sites on Smash, Two Dope Boys, URL, Grind Time, then it's just a platform for everybody to see what you could do faster than as if you was just making music.
That's real talk. That's real talk. So would you advise artists that are just trying to get up there to jump into the battle rapid market? Would you advise them to do that?
I mean, depending. Like if you got battle rhymes and you know you could battle and you could take a dude in your face talking about your mom, talking about somebody that died in your family, joking on what you got on. I mean, a lot of people, not me, there's a lot of people that's not able to handle that. Not to say they're not, I mean, they ain't strong enough to do it, but certain people ain't going to allow the person to do all of that because they think it's beyond rap, which sometimes it is. But if you can handle all that and you got the right rhymes and you fire, why not? It's just going to set you off to the top faster than if you're doing music. But it's just like certain dudes is only good at battling, certain dudes is only good for making music. So you got to, like, for all the people out there, y'all got to decide if y'all think y'all could do both. Because it don't take nothing away if you just make great music or you're just a great battle rapper. It's just everybody got their own lane. And only a certain few could be blessed to do both and be good at it.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Do you think that there will ever be a situation when you're battle rapping that somebody takes it to the next level? What is like a super low blow? What is a blow to you that is just like off limits that people shouldn't do? That you feel like, you know, that's just, you know, you're gonna have to really hit them with the cannon. I mean,
once I get in that ring, I mean, I don't got no kids, but if I had kids, that'd be the limit. Or somebody basically hits me or push me, shove me, sound like, not me, something crazy. Like, that almost happened one time, but it didn't get that far, so not me. And we squashed it or whatever. But if somebody tried to push me or snuff me or something, that's not battling. So, you know what I mean? That's when it's all over. We're going to have to take it to the next level. But, not me, I just think now nobody's on it like that. Everybody understands for the most part. We just here to put on a show for the people and see who's the better rapper. That's why we really, we really don't see fights and battles like that anymore because everybody's just on the same time understanding what we actually coming to do because it's actually a movement for all of us, whether you win or lose the battle.
Yeah, well, I think it's a strong movement. I think you guys are definitely, you know, setting a plan for them, and it's definitely giving opportunities for independent artists that maybe not wouldn't have got that chance or that buzz, you know, in the normal arena, you know what I'm saying? And I honestly feel that from what I see from interviewing all the different battle rappers, all of you guys kind of seem like you respect each other, and you guys are kind of cool off the battle scene, you know, that you guys, you know, kind of like cross market. You know, like if you were in St. Louis or something, you know, you get love over there. If the people from St. Louis and New York, they get the love. So it's like kind of like a cross promotion for you guys, man. You know, you able to reach different areas that you might wouldn't normally reach during this whole battle rapping situation.
Yes, the crazy thing about it. It's even in Canada, the UK now, so it's really to the next level now.
Yeah, it's all over the world actually, you know, with this battle rapping thing and you know and they go heavy in the UK. The ones that I've seen in the UK is off the hook. Definitely, you know, that money they be putting on the table be crazy. You know, so
yeah. That's
definitely some hot joints and you know, I really hope to see you, you know what I'm saying, out there getting your thing on in the UK one day, you know what I'm saying? Getting it cracking out there, you know?
Yeah.
And go ahead and throw it to Bugsy over there. Buster, you got any final thoughts with our boy DNA? Buzzy, you there? I think Buzzy has it.
Yeah, I'm here. I told you guys, you got the mute button on, man. You know, sometimes that might be a little hectic sometimes. But my question is, you said who you wouldn't battle, just on this part of respect. My question is, who wouldn't you battle because you feel like it ain't even worth stepping in the ring with?
I mean, like, I don't got no specific names who I wouldn't battle, but it just got to be right now for me. Like, it got to benefit them, for them to take the battle, and it got to benefit me. Now, I mean, so I'm just tired of, like, everybody, like, yo, DNA crazy, but you keep battling dudes that ain't up there. So I'm like, in that case, then I put in enough work to battle somebody up there, so it just got to be somebody that's going to benefit me.
Well, people, we implore you guys to petition and throw it out there and let them give this man one of these heavy hitters so he can battle. Let him do it. Give him the chance. Let him see how it comes out. We want to see it.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, now I'm on a rampage, not to be funny. Like, I ain't going to disrespect nobody, get out of character, but all the songs, freestyles coming at dudes, videos, all that's about to come starting today. I was just waiting for the battle to drop to show them I went to the next level with Tsunami Surf. Now that that's out, I'm going to have the freestyle drop later on. So Twitter.com, DNA2K10, y'all can hear that. I'm going to let everything go. I mean, I'm tired of being Mr. Nice Guy and just taking whoever they give me. Now I'm going to demand who I want. And the fan, that's the crazy thing. Like, I never battled nobody that they consider top tier. No disrespect to the people I battle, because I consider them top dudes, but they saying they not. But I get tweets every day, and I just be seeing on the chat rooms, on the comments, everybody got me in the top five. Even they got me in the top five or the top ten. So if you got me in there, then what's the problem? It's all about the fans. Without the fans, none of us exist. So if they think I'm top five, top ten, then set it up.
That's what it is. Make sure that you guys support this cat. He's doing his thing. Make sure y'all protest, man. We got to get him, you know, that heavy hitter, man. Let him get that battle in, man. He definitely need to get that, man. You got any advice for some of these upcoming artists trying to get into the music industry?
Just never stop doing it, man. Sometimes even I be, like, getting discouraged and be like, I'm going to quit. But, like, that's just a flash. And then I go right back to, now, I mean, this is what I do. Because everybody got points where you just be like, this shit ain't going the way I think it's going. It ain't working out. Fuck this shit. But, I mean, just stick to it. Eventually, whatever you want to do, if you put your mind to it and you grind like you're supposed to, it'll all fall into place. So I just tell people never stop. Because when you think about it, like, it be taking me like, I ain't getting this guy to battle. I ain't getting that guy to battle. I ain't here yet. I ain't got a deal yet. But then I look at where I was from 2 years ago or a year ago or 6 months ago. And I mean, it's still progress. So just stick at it, and eventually, if you got the right talent and everybody likes you, and you grind in the right way you're supposed to, putting in the work, it'll all come full circle.
That's what it is. And DNA, can you put out that email for people that want to send you beats and do collabos and stuff like that, DNA?
Hit me up at dnaflyhigh@gmail.com. DNA, regularly spelled, flyhigh@gmail.com. So dnaflyhigh.com. dnaflyhigh@gmail.com. Hit me up. I respond to everybody.
That's what it is. Salute, man. I appreciate you coming through. Can we get a quick little shout-out? You know, this is DNA, and I'm rocking with Lush Radio Online. Can we get that real quick, boo?
Yeah, I got you. Now, I mean, it's the boy DNA, straight out of Corona, Queens. And I'm walking with Lush Radio right now. And I mean, one of the best online radio shows going down right now.
That's what it is. That just, like, really brought tears to my eyes. It's just so sweet. For real. And, it's Freestyle Fridays, Follow Fridays. So give me something that good, that funky, that gushy stuff. Give me some of that. Exclusive Lush Radio Online, man. Freestyle Fridays, let's go. DNA.
I said I slack for a second, but now the break's done. When it comes to money and fame, I'm trying to gain some. Always separate the real from the fake ones. I done seen Big die. I done watched Drake come. I done seen Sean go to jail and seen Mace run. When it comes to snitches and bitches, I don't chase none. Niggas act brave in the game till them snakes coming. Battle rappers don't got songs, since I ain't make one. Switch to my new shit. They open from the bars. Got the dealership flow. Now I'm focused like a Ford. Are you hearing me? I throw them to the Lord. Think you nice on that mic till I choke you with the cord. I ain't with the marriage, though. I got a bad heart. Only way I'm walking down the aisle is at Pathmark. After the gusto, I'm blowing major chips and I'm nutso. So I'm known to spray the clip. I'm dope in 86. Try to rob me while I'm grocery shopping and y'all see what I'm associated with. Every time I hop on track, I ain't tense. Making crack on wax is how my day's spent. I share a crib with my mother. We both pay rent. Got my dollars up, so now it all makes sense. I used to cook up raw in the basement. That's before you knew niggas even knew what bass meant. Every time I freestyle, it's that straight cane. I'm sick. Every time I spit, it's straight AIDS. I ball too. I show you how the game's played. One man army with the heat. I'm Dwayne Wade.
Wow, wow. You guys know what that is? That's another Lush Radio Online exclusive. Exclusive. Another Lush Radio Online exclusive. And I just want to say that it's an honor, but I just got to let my man tell y'all.
This is another Lush Radio Online exclusive. Exclusive.
You heard it first, DNA going in on Freestyle Fridays, man. DNA, man, I'm proud of you, man. I love you. I salute you. I want you to keep doing what you do, man. And don't stop because that heavy hitter going to come and you're going to annihilate that, DNA.
Of course.
All right.
Good looking for y'all having me, man.
That's what it is. Appreciate you, boo. That's what it is.
All right,
but DNA was live in the building with us. He going out there about to go and do them battle raps and definitely go in and let y'all cats know he done took it to the next level, man. So definitely support him and check out his joint on his50.com, man. It's going down tonight on Lush Radio Online. We got Bugsy on the line. Bugsy out there. He's always on in the midst in the mood somewhere doing something. You know, Guru back on the line with us. Guru, you back, fam? You back in the building?
Check, mic check. Yeah, it was getting rambunctious where I was at, so I circulated. It's always, you know, it's always that type of thing, but, you know, we back in effect. I had to respect all the guests of tonight, so I didn't want them to get overtaken by my atmosphere. But you know, we really here supporting y'all no matter what. So shout out to Bugsy for holding it down for Lush. Shout out to DNA because he really killed that. He bodied that verse. I heard all of that. Definitely heard all of that. I got a shout out to the guests right there. So you know, I'm back in the phys act.
That's what it is. What are some of these things that, you know, you think people should be doing, you know, Memorial Week, Day, weekend, you know what I'm saying? Some people might still be saying, oh, it's a recession, their pockets is short. Like, what are some of the things that you could do on Memorial Day that's kind of like, you know, cost effective, you know, for the people?
Just get some friends over. If you got a brand new TV, show your TV off, man. And if you got your TV room together, man, or laid out, you got your outside hooked up, start hooking up your outside, your backyard or whatever, your little space, man, and make it where your friends can support each other and have something in the back if y'all want to do it like that. You just nothing if you don't invite. I mean, if you ain't really trying to get in, nothing, you ain't missing nothing. So, I mean, that it's some people just want to choose and chill, like, you know, choose, you know, say. But people are, like, I heard on the news today, people traveling, though, people getting in their joints and heading out. So this is like, you know, they're calling it you know, it ain't all recession everywhere. Some people are ready to jump on the road and go, you know, to visit family. This is like a family type of barbecue type of time right now. Like, just getting back in tune with your family after that long winter layoff. Nobody really be checking their families out. They all do it now. So get on your mark, because I'm on mine. You heard?
That's what it is. I'm going to ask Bugsy. Bugsy, what's something that people can do that's cost effective, you know, on Memorial Day weekend?
Like Guru said, man, you definitely gotta go see the family.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
What you had over there? God damn.
We getting ready to take the boat out right now. You already know we in the truck getting ready to take the boat out, you know. Let's say
in Boston. All in your Boston, this dude's out there on a boat, yo.
But yeah, like I said, man, you gotta stay with the family, you know? Like you said, man, you gotta stay in tune.
Yo, who calls into the show and they on a boat, yo? Word up, like only Bugsy does that. Bugsy calls in the show like, yo, I'm about to go on a boat, son. I'm calling you on the ocean. I hope you ain't over there where they got that spill at, son, for real. You don't want to get caught up with all that oil and stuff going on, cracking over there and stuff like that. I hope you're on the clear side.
Oh, you already know. When you said that earlier, it made me think I had to second check the spot once you talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? I don't say, don't chase me on that, man. You try to be with the boat, man. You know, you got a little fire on the boat, man. You know, you can't be tracking that.
Nah, we all want that to happen, Bugsy. We need you on the show, man.
You already know, much love.
Dang, man, you got a lot of noise, but whoever's the captain of that boat over there, man, make sure they ain't drinking and steering that boat, because you don't want nobody, you know, having no mishaps. So make sure that y'all be safe and everything. Other things that you guys can do, like Google said, that, you know, you can, you know, show off your little TV room if you got a little pool table. Y'all can, you know, invite a couple of friends, you know, a couple of chicks, you know, hang out, you know. Tell everybody, you know, it's like a potluck. You know how they did back in the day, the potlucks? Somebody brings this, somebody brings that. You got the TV and you got the spot. Let them bring the food and the drinks. For real. And, you know, make it cost effective for you, man. But a lot of people, you know, some people are down in Miami, you know what I'm saying, out there partying. I know there's some people out there that, you know, ain't really into this. But, yo, Gay Pride is this week, actually. Gay Pride is actually this week. So if you into that, you want that girl-on-girl action and girl-on-girl tongue action, it's your time to find that loved one out there, because Gay Pride is coming to town. Also, Memorial Day. What really is Memorial Day? To definitely respect our lost veterans that died and sacrificed their lives for the United States of America. And I'm, you know, ex-military, so I definitely got to salute our fallen soldiers out there that definitely sacrificed their lives to definitely take care of us out here. So definitely salute and make sure you raise your flags and salute them in memory. And also, we had, you know, Gary Coleman that just passed. So, you know, it's a lot of different things. And, hey, you can go to some parties if you got money to do it. You know, if not, you know, hey, maybe you can sit on Ustream and you know, have a blast or something. You know, whatever makes your suits your fancy. It's Memorial Day weekend. Get it cracking. What are you going to be doing? Guru, you said you're going to be on the truck, man, but are you going to at least, you know, check out one cookout or something, fam?
Oh, don't get it twisted. I was going to go a 72-hour marathon from here to Tuesday on the truck. Now, I ain't doing it like that. We going out, get some paper, come home, and try to, you know, get some popping. Yeah, my family definitely cooking at, you know, backyard boogie. So we always notorious for getting the popping for the block. You know, that's how we do, because we feel that the blessings we get, you can touch somebody else who may not be getting it in like that. I mean, we usually get it in. I ain't going front, so it's just like, we here, we going to be there. They're going to be there when I get off the road. So that's one thing about where I come from with my family. I do it on the block. It's just when I know when I get off the road, it's going to be there. So I'm already comfortable with that. People that already, and some people look. So just enjoy your families, though. My point, like, your friends is your friends, but, you know, your family, this is what it is, man. It's gonna, this is all we got, yo. So this that time,
definitely.
Yo. Yo, enjoy yourself. Save on. Save your money. Make sure your people say, hey, how that commercial used to go,
Who the hell? He ain't bring nothing.
Be that one.
Don't be that one.
Shout out to Chill Trees, the Swamp Team, LS Hot Art, Ransom out there. Shout out to the Lush Girls International, I mean E2K Magazine, the Street Queens, the Movement. You know, everybody that definitely rock with us, man. I'm going to go to some quick music, and we'll be back, you know what I'm saying, on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go to some quick music. But like I said, man, get your bottles in the air. You got bottles in the air by face. If you in the club, get your bottles in the air.
Don't drink and drive. Don't drink and drive.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's our public service announcement on Lush Radio Online. Don't drink and drive. But put your bottles in the air, Pepper.
It just made it drive or something.
Boy Face, Young Bill, a.k.a. Mr. Magnificent, yeah, Dreams 2 IMG, yeah, you already know what it is, baby, you know what time it is, let's do it, pop them bottles. Getting the love. Shorty shaking it, saying what up. Gotta give it to mommy, she know what I love. Let me ask you something, can I talk? Don't be alone, baby, that's what I does. Bottle popper, certified player. Gotta love it, baby, cause I'm not a waster. Come to VIP, Mr. Magnificent. Sit down, girl, let me make it feel different. Pop that bottle, girl, go get into this. Ooh, I told you, Mr. Magnificent. You were so big, girl, I'm so swaggeristic. All my homies, man, you know they my witness. Pop some bottles, you know it's my business. Damn, you know it's my sickness.
Black Mac, VIP, bottles of that H, rock black, Mr. Magnificent, sweat, when I throw it back, huh? You fill a cup, hipsters going nuts, you got bottles? Let me see you put them up. I keep them popping with my girls all day, so I'll see your belly and some grandma, yay. Lame, keep talking, he gonna buy me shoes. How you gonna buy me shoes, you fat, so I'm on the loose, please. I'm in the club, feeling real nice, penny, no chaser, just a little bit of ice. If you got bottles, fill your cups to the rim, Mr. Mag looking good, so I'm sliding with him. Tonight my shoes too fly for the dance floor, VIP popping, what you think I'm here for?
With my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang.
Somebody bought the loaf back, like a swag got stole. This the low jack. Yeah, I found it, took it, then I washed it. Rinse the germs off, then I put it in my pocket. You had it wrong, let me show you how to rock it. Truth is, you had it on opposite. swap it. You know what it is. To the left, Beyonce with the beard. That's on my kids, and they ain't even here, man. Ladies know, serving dick, that's a rip thing. No disrespect to them niggas repping dip gang, but nigga, this
trick gang.
No disrespect to them niggas repping dip gang, but nigga, this
trick gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, trick gang. Crip gang, crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, crip gang. Crip gang, crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, crip gang. Crip gang, crip gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, crip gang. Crip gang, crip gang.
Blue paint, blue wells when I'm dipping through. Halogen, so the headlights crippin' too. Ride deep, you can catch me with a crip or two. And a Mossberg pump that'll cripple do. Hit a ripple fool. Asshole the appetite. We don't slang hang bang nor rap alike. I'm special like the rag that I wear. Same color blood is before we expose the head. Yeah, make me a true G. That's why your baby mama wanna do me. And I'ma let her serve her dick, man. She wanted daddy since she turned 16. And no, I ain't trying to really this game when I say, but nigga, this. And no, I ain't trying to really this Wayne when I say, but nigga, this.
Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division, Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang. Crip Gang.
Wow. Yo, Bugsy, you still out there on the boat, my dude?
Yeah, we just pulled up, about to throw the boat in the water. You know, sliming it up.
So, like, you were on the real water, or you, like, in the lake or something, dog?
Oh, it's, we in the real water. Over by, like, the downtown Boston Commons, all that shit.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
You were, like, you were so boozy over there, riding in yachts and boats and stuff, yo. Can I get in a yacht? What's good, son?
Shit, I'm getting invited, you know? I'm trying to get in with the right crowd and do what it do, you know?
That's what it is. Y'all definitely getting in, man, for real.
Hey, like I said, there's only so much I can do, man, you know? So I'm going to take advantage of what I can take advantage of, you know? Substitute what I can in life.
I mean, take advantage, man, you know? Take advantage. Do what you got to do, man, but... That's definitely what's up, man. I mean, you know, riding on a boat, you know what I'm saying, cooking up something, that's definitely a nice one right there. Yeah, definitely a nice one right there. So I got definitely, you know what I'm saying, come and check out Boston when I get a chance, man. I hope y'all show me a good time when I step through Boston, man. That's my next stop.
Oh, definitely. We can hit a couple of spots there out here, you know. It's not as bad as the media make it seem.
No, I don't think Boston is bad. Y'all got y'all hoods and stuff over there, but you know Boston, all right. Y'all got y'all little club area. You know, shout out to DJ Chubby Chubb out there. You know what I'm saying? Representing Hot 97 Boston. You know, definitely. There he go with that loud noise and stuff. I'm gonna beat him with this loud noise. I'm gonna beat him with this loud noise. We're gonna go with this song from Elder Sensei. I know him from Artifacts. He just called me just a few minutes ago. Be what we gonna be right there. Check this out. Real hip hop, baby. Check this. Check this. Real hip hop right there.
When I drop the supply in the plan, job for my fans, hometown and my man. Locally, I'm totally vetted and so respected. Credited for records that many never expected. Like earthquakes and tremors, new and improved member. Sharp light trimmers, smart like you remember. New year, the
simmer. Burn on beginners, new top contenders, all of y'all offenders. On call sender, rap the wild tender in the paint with hooks that well cater my agenda. Surrender your validation and time. Cool in my slender after digging your wife. Triple max to a great outlast any fame. All tracks laid as I smash in my trade. Grave is the name rated best in my slot. Dwell in the swamp to the LP pop. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the fifth in the air. Light it up. On the 1, 2, 3, when it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. My talk is persuasive, New Jersey native. Shine updated like vehicles upgraded. Mike nickel plated, so underrated. I'm anonymously known from a never called graded. Law strictly enforced, follow all rules. Like when the nigga make the man with the tools. Homeschool's improving, industry chewing, locking up motherfuckers since the day of the doing. Lyrics all fluent, even for Europeans. Roaring in my language, but my music extreme. You seen live when I'm in the booth. Wave to the camera to solidify proof. All work involved, time is evolved. Problems all solved from major shot call. All let the hustle and connect. Poly game set like poker players and bet. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Passing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the fist in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. Coming live and direct like crime and the jet. Infamous the streets like dimes of the pack. On this, I write more than metal condition. Block mention a comment from YouTube attention. Mature statement, bread in the basement. Flow with the starter, never need no replacement. Sick like patient, MC shaking. Use my skills wisely, like I'm in taking. Musical relations, married to the game. Lifetime warranty, always fit in flames. Lame, entertain fetish for my hunger. Unknown strength like dark and windy thunder. No main topic, reckless to wattage. HD frequency, clear if you got it. Acknowledge the rims, I put the verse. Elder said from the dirt, confirmed in every turn. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be. As we climb to the top, the rest they gon' see. Rise to a kick and the rest, I'm hungry. Packing in my words from jurors to burn trees. Light it up, put the kush in the air. Light it up, put the pimp in the air. Light it up, on the 1, 2, 3. When it comes to the music, the best we gon' be.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Elder Sensei, New Jersey in the building. Worldwide, shout out to Chill Trees, the Swamp Team. Y'all already know what it is. LS Hot Out. We live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Give you what you want, what you need. Give me some music. I got some more music in the arsenal from y'all. I got a new joint from Laba and your man Special Ed, my big brother. And we're going to be playing that on the show in a few seconds. Also, like I'm saying, it's going down tonight. It's Memorial Weekend. What are you getting into? Let us know what's cracking, what you calling at 347-826-7722. Live on Lush Radio Online, man. We gave you some hot shows all this week. Definitely, you know, Mondays we got your man, the one and only TDI Variety Show, New Talk City. Tuesdays we got interviews with Lush, and you got Wednesdays we got talk. Let's Talk About Business with me and Ebby. And then Thursdays is Street Queens, the Movement. And Friday, you know, it's me and your boy Guru. The man with the plan, you know what I'm saying? The man that'll tell you how to get that dollar, that mighty dollar, you know what I'm saying? Guru, you got any tips for the people, you know what I'm saying, out there, you know, conducting business? You got any tips for them out there?
Yeah, basically to get the best advice you can, and that includes legal advice. So, you always should consider your legal options first before you put your signature on any serious paperwork. So always, you know, keep your own, keep your whole strategy. You got to stick to it, like, you know, and that includes, like, if you got good legal counsel, you know, when they advise you and you paying them, you know, you should really, you know, consider what you're paying for. So Know who you got on your team, man. That includes everybody. Get yourself publicists and everything should, like, coincide. Like, for business, you always got to have publicity for business, whether you, you know, starting off or just if you getting into it. Like, Microsoft never stopped advertising. You know, some of these big companies, Pepsi, they don't never stop advertising. So you got to be sensible, man. Know you need that promotion. Holla at us.
Make sure that, what he just said, you know what I'm saying, get your publicity up, you know. And I implore you to get Guerrilla Publicity book. You know, it's definitely informative and guerrilla marketing. And also, you know, when you're doing your press releases, submit them to PR Wire. PR Wire submits it to every place where there is, you know, where they have where they have press news eras where all publicists pick up the information and stuff. Send it out to PR Wire, www.pryy.com. It's so many different places, you know. You know, check out the local ad rates in your neighborhood, whether it's the free city paper or whatever. Try to put an ad there. Start your own newsletter. You know, keep people informed and keep people abreast of what's going on with you as an artist. Also, on top of that, you know what I'm saying, also with, like, cable. You know, if you check out, like, Comcast or different places like that, Comcast has a situation called Spotlight, and Spotlight's to run an ad. Isn't that much in your local area. Now, nationwide it'll be costing a little bit more, but you can get a local package, you know what I'm saying, and you can actually run your commercials on MTV2, MTV Jams, and all that. You can run commercials, whether it's a commercial about your new mixtape coming up. Get somebody that can do some great editing. You can shoot the footage yourself as long as it's clear, you know what I'm saying, and get somebody to basically do the editing and submit that joint and get it running on cable spots, man. You can do that right now by yourself. You can do that. And, you know, you can also get online spots with Comcast, you know, because they do internet ads also. So it's so many different ways to definitely get your stuff out there, you know. So some of those are some of the tips that we're talking at. And you definitely need, if you're a new artist, you definitely need a lot of press releases to put out there with every new thing that you got going on, because you have to keep the audience abreast of everything that you're doing. So we're going to have K-Shine, another battle rapper, live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. We're going to check to see if he comes through with us on Lush Radio Online. But we got a caller from the 704. What's good, 704? What's up, 704? What's good?
What's good with you? How you doing?
All right, who is?
Just chilling in Charlotte, man, you know, doing the music, you know, south side of Charlotte. That's what it is, you know. Putting it out there that, you know, good music happens in the right places in the wrong times, but it's all music, you know what I mean?
I know, but you didn't say your name, baby. Who this, babe?
what is that? You say big? Nah, it ain't. That's just,
No, I said, sweetheart, are you listening to me? I said, hey, what's your name? Who is this? I know you said, North Carolina.
No, it's no exclusive.
Like that.
Yeah, it's nothing exclusive. It's just like life, you know what I mean? It's just like,
no,
what
is
do.
The name, sweetheart, and where are you repping from?
Oh, Charlotte.
Okay, but what is your name?
Watts.
Oh, okay, Watts. Okay, wow. Okay, that's what I was trying to get to, sweetheart. So,
what are you about to get to? Tell me what it is.
We just wanted to know what your name was, Watts. That's all.
Oh, I know. It's all good. Like, that's good, you know. Why not ask for someone's name?
Yo, you sound like you already starting a Memorial Day weekend off right now.
Oh,
son.
I went to that shit, man. Everybody was drunk.
Yeah, man, it sounds like you
well,
are
right
now. That's
just what's good if you really fucking get down and party, but, you know, I don't like Jay-Z.
What? Okay.
All right, man, we all good, man. Just safe the rest of the way, man. Let's be safe the rest of the way, man. We appreciate you, Dale.
Yo,
yes.
We appreciate you.
We don't want to interrupt you no further, man. We don't want to interrupt you any Just be safe the rest of the way, dog. Thank you.
Word up, man. Don't drink and drive, man. Seriously, do not drink
and drive, because you sound like he sound like he done, don't he, Guru?
Hey, I'm not sure I could want to go that far, because he's good dialing. Let's just say I want him to be safe the rest of the way.
I just want him to be safe, man. Don't drink and drive. He sounded like he started his Memorial Day early. So definitely shout out to him for calling in and showing that love, you know, while he's, you know, celebrating Memorial Day. It's a situation going on. Cash Stacks got smacked down in a bar by Bow Wow and Fab Peoples. How y'all feel about that? You know, Cat Stacks, you know, we've been hearing about Cat Stacks, you know, putting people information out there, going in on people. I think the last time, you know, I think she had a situation with Bow Wow, but she said Bow Wow was, like, the only one that tried to, like, really, like, calm everything down with her because he didn't want her to put the situation out there. I guess, you know, she said she was one of the young ladies that slept with, you know, Young Money and all that, you know. I'm really worried for her, you know what I'm saying? Because she be down in, like, a whole bottle of, like, Grey Goose by herself. Like, she only, like, 20-something. Like, I don't know what's wrong with her, but she just got smacked out in a bar by, you know, Fab and Bow Wow people. How y'all feel about that? She got smacked the hell out. How you feel about that, Guru?
My first time hearing it, so, I mean, all I can say is if you're going to be out there with, you know, it's going to be every action is a reaction. You welcome to the reaction. That's all. I mean, it's just natural, man. I mean, I don't want to say that should happen everywhere she go, but it's going to be some chances. I mean, she either going to address certain things in a new direction, take new direction, or go on and create more reactions, yo. I mean, you know, it is what it is. Somebody, you know, you got to, you know, save yourself, yo. You just told me something else I didn't know. She going in like that, drinking that much alcohol. Yeah, it's a little too much, man.
She might have had wild out and was under the influence again, you know what I'm saying, and said something reckless. I don't know, you know what I'm saying. But she got smacked down by Wild and Fast people. So, I mean, all I'm saying, did she come up? I mean, was she able to get up, you know, after the situation? You know what I'm saying? She got smacked down. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is when you get up, make sure you're ready to smack back. Bugsy, how you feel about that? Because you out on the ocean and stuff like the Kate John song.
I don't know. That shit's crazy. I don't know. I hear about that. Well, yeah. Like I always say, man, sometimes you got to watch out, man. You want to get exposed, man, and sometimes you don't get the exposure that you want. But I actually took the liberty of looking her up, man, and I seen, I don't know, she was twisted, uncontrollable. She was in the back of somebody's car, man, and she just wasn't looking a little too healthy, man. She was talking a little too, I don't know, man. But hopefully she'll get her life together. I heard she got a kid or something like that, you know, not to put people business out there. She's going through some things, but, hey, you might want to stop doing what you're doing to get your life right.
But, you know, what kills me about Castor, I mean, she got this, like, mousy voice, right? And what kills me about it is that she's a young girl. Like, what happened to her to make her act like this? Because she's, like, wilding out, like, uncontrollably. Like, she looked like she's sick in the mind. Like, I don't know. Somebody need to get her some help, huh?
She might have some deep daddy issue. You know, you never know.
She need to get some help, man, because she's on the road to destruction, man. For real. She's on the road to destruction. You know, I'm not saying in regards to, you know, I just feel bad for her. Like, somebody need to, like, really help her, like, for real, because she's wilding out. Like, I've never seen a young lady like this just act up like that. Like, she's really going in. She just not sure about the consequences. She don't care about the consequences. She got stopped. It's just an unhappy situation, you know? And you know how this industry is, what if somebody gets so personal that they might, you know, want to attack a child or anything like that? That's sad, though, man. But you so drunk, you so out of it that you don't even know what you're doing, man, just wilding out, exposing yourself like that. That's crazy. I don't know, man. I hope somebody get us some help before it's too late, seriously, you know? But you know what I'm saying? That's all we really got to say tonight, man. It's Friday. Enjoy your Memorial Day. I might get on Ustream depending on how I feel. You know what I mean? And another thing, man, is that, you know what I'm saying, enjoy your weekend. And once again, let them know, boo. Tell them what not to do.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah, definitely don't drink and drive.
The boys is out. Matter of fact, the boys is out. Y'all know what that means. They ready for you to slip up, man. Hey, and matter of fact, click it, a ticket, and don't drink and drive.
How about
that?
You're gonna
get a ticket if you don't got your seatbelt on. Be smart out there, y'all.
Make sure that you know what I'm saying. It's Memorial Day, man. Sounds like Bugsy out there. You know, he got something up in the air. You know what I'm saying? Because people over there coughing and choking and stuff over there. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, you got blessed. You got blessed the earth. You already know you got blessed the earth. You out here.
Well, but that's what it is. Lush Radio, you know, we signing off, giving y'all what y'all want, what you need, giving y'all information, you know, and entertaining y'all guys. So you know what it is. We signing off. It's Get the Fuck Out of Here Friday. So you guys, y'all got y'all Get the Fuck Out of Here for the people, Guru.
I got one.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't tune in to the Street Queens Movement and start following Lush Girls International, and you will call yourself a model, well, get the fuck out of here.
That's what it is.
We looking for models, pretty ones. Pretty ones, big ones, small ones, pretty ones.
We don't want no ginormous joints, so don't throw that out there.
Lush, they see the lineup. Come on, don't go there. They see the lineup, Lush. They just gotta go to my Twitter. My Twitter is FutureGuru100, and let's cut the bullshit. My Twitter is FutureGuru100@gmail.com. Or you can go to Lush Radio Online, or you can go to Lush Girls, INTL. There it is.
And see, let me clarify, because I don't want no 500-pound joints. Nothing against 500-pound joints, though. They need love, too. But check it out. If you big, we talking not really big. If you a thick chick, voluptuous, you know, thick like me or something like that, like a size like, you know, because you got big breasts and stuff like that, you know, we can deal with that, but if you like 500 pounds, son, like, get out of here. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh.
I'm sorry, man. If you 500 pounds and you trying to be a Lush Girl International, get the fuck out of here, because I ain't paying to see that shit. Get the fuck out of here, man. We ain't doing that shit, but shout out to Yo, shout out to my girl. But see, shout out to my big girls that are sexy with their shit. You know what I'm saying? If you a big girl and you sexy with your shit, then I love you. But if you sloppy, nasty fool coming out your mouth, hiding in the crevices of your fatness and everything, then you got to get the fuck out of here. For real. Like, they need a crane to lift your ass out your house. Like, get the fuck out of here. For real. I can't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? And also, besides that, you know, if you're not tuning into Lush Radio Online all through the week, man, and if you ain't a Lush Girl International, man, and if you ain't supporting the show, and if you are an artist and you can't invest in yourself, or you talking too serious about what you're doing, then get the fuck out of here, man. Pay for your promotions, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, man. You get nothing for free, man. Word up. Seriously.
Damn, but you done made a whole nother show. I wasn't even getting on the artists. I was getting on the models because we got Lush Girls International. Oh, Lord. I might as well get on the artists. I got one for the artists.
Get them, son. Get them.
Yo, if you keep sending your little MP3 package to Lush on her Twitter, like you goofy and retarded, a first grader, adult, know the protocol of how this really goes down to Lush Radio Online, get the fuck out of here. Just log on. Log on. Log on and do it the right way.
Hit oh, up. Man, I just appreciate you saying that, man.
Stop banging on Lush at replies with your little MP3s, dog. That just gets... That does, I can guarantee that gets boom, dude. Like it's just quick delete. How you do quick deletes on Twitter? It's going to be a new button.
For real. Quick delete. Listen, y'all guys going to get quick deleted. I'm tired, y'all cats. Unless you family and people I really rock with, if you just some random cat throwing your stuff on me, you know, that's a no. You ain't even say hi. You ain't even
hey, yeah. How about that? Let's get on that one. Yeah, right. That's a classic right there. Don't even say hi. Get the fuck out of here. Look, that's my new get the fuck out of here. If you don't even say hi, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you want me to review music and give you feedback? Nigga, man, you ain't need to say hi to me, dog. Like, get the fuck out of here, dog. Get out of here, man. Knock it off, as Guru say. Knock it off.
Word up. I got it. Word up. That's it. Knock it off.
Get out of here, man. And, Bugs, if you got to get the fuck out of here for you, you know, enjoy your cruise and everything, you know what I'm saying? You blessing the earth.
Oh, you already know, man. If you ain't in tune with the movement, she ain't rocking with motherfucking Lush Radio and everybody doing their thing, man. Just get the fuck out of here, man. Like, it's a movement to be in tune with.
That's what it is, man. Shout out to our whole squad. Shout out to
can we
give
one more shout out to that Chill Trees in the Swamp for hooking up that Sirius Volume 1?
Yeah, definitely,
oh,
definitely,
yeah.
Definitely.
Shout out to the Swamp.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to that whole situation, man. Yo, we definitely going in Lush Radio Online. We support, you know, saying you guys, but like I said. Y'all want support, y'all got to support us too, man. Let's not just do an interview and you gone for like 50 million years, man. Retweet what we got going on, man. Come through and show love, man. Just call in and say, yo, what up, Lush? What up, Google?
Tell them that promotion is getting bigger. Our promotion avenues right now is getting bigger and better, man. Why aren't y'all hopping? Just, I ain't going to even ask you, why ain't you hopping on the train? The train is moving. Y'all are silly.
Yo,
like, this train moving. It's, like, crazy.
We got contracts for y'all. Y'all need contracts for anything you doing. We got that for y'all artists. Managers, we got that. Models, we got that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need business plan outlines. We got that. All that, man. Come on,
now. Rock the bells. Fuck the bells.
Man, rock the bells. Get the fuck out of here, man. I'm so special right now. Shout out to Movado, man. Lush Radio Online. I'm so special. Get the fuck out of here.
DJ, bomb them, never stop.
I'm on the go. I know you know. God knows. I'm on the go. But bad man, I never stop the door. I'm so special, I'm so special, so special, so special. That time is sharp with my special. Boy, I free them together, they want to taste like special. Santa, I'm so special, so special, so special. Tell them enough fear, too fear, to expression. Guy, for no, don't see more chances, now they tell me hear them shots. And I said them on me, head from black but my burn the fire to this red panda. Say better help poor people with them bed from black. They say see a dirty heart you have got from that seat. Now them a say me mark for death and eat. Time what them say me walk for death, you see it. Them lock me down and me can't forget. God, you over did a guide me, say me